you would recommend that people do try and pay separate people for those?
Yeah.
Who would do the legal things, like getting the, who on the crew would do that?
That could either be the director, or ideally it's really nice to have like an assistant director who does all that.
Would that be
stuff.
Sorry, forget it.
It's really nice to have someone around who sort of gets the lunch together and does that kind of stuff and deals.
Continuity person, they
a
do
continuity
that.
Continuity person, yeah. And
post production is here. And first is script. So that's the first stage. The second stage is to do a rough edit. And I am a big believer in rough edit, meaning that you basically on use tape, whatever, you put together a rough cut of what your crew look like. And then at that stage it's really useful to read it. That target audience I was telling you about and get feedback. And so you want to also sort of look at concept. Thank you.
like a producer would be like Walt Disney and Hollywood City.
Yeah, or it could be the name.
So it would be a corporation.
Society.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
The back.
Yeah. Or when you're sort of operating video artists,
producer is responsible to a company who is hired the producer. So the producer has to go back to the company and say, this is what's happening. So that's where the conflict
comes. The producer actually has that kind of ultimate control. And I actually prefer that when the director was fired, the director and the producer couldn't agree. And it was really terrible. It becomes a matter of who's in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, who's in you is what the actual product, the end product.
Yeah.
That's why I sort of said yesterday that I think that, like, especially the society of the producer and the director is carrying it through, that's why I think you have to help negotiate it on the paper who has the right to veto and to make those decisions. See, this one situation, nothing was on the paper. And so it became this real battle. And it was two very strong personalities fighting it out around whose vision would rule. The crew just kept standing there going,
Sarah, would you say that if you're a producer and you're looking to hire a crew, would the director hire the crew? And I have another part to that. I guess it would be important if you're going to get a camera person who has been a producer in the past that can humble themselves to trust the director. So that's what you would be looking for in a camera person, is good skills as well as being able to work under in a power situation.
Well, I just worked on a production that went pretty well. It was interesting too because I was working with an artist who had a concept and had kind of written a script, and then she hadn't done video before really, and I ended up directing it, which meant rewriting the script with her, which actually went really well, and then doing a shooting script, and then we had a really quite professional crew. It was all women too, which was really exciting, and it could have been terrible because people really knew their areas, audio, camera, and so on. I mean, it could have been a situation where everyone's ego was like just looming, but it went really well, and we just worked out ways of taking suggestions, and we did operate on in production in an authoritarian way. And we did have, I had power on the set. People couldn't contradict my decision, but we did build in time to consult. So it flowed really well, and ultimately, I mean, the footage is just, it's really good. And I felt that it had to do with people being very centered in their skill areas, as Kelly said, and being willing to work in a sense in that kind of traditional way to make it happen. And I think that was dependent on there being a lot of time in between the shoot to talk about what we were doing so that we could change things that we needed to change.
So, Sarah, would you suggest that people remember when they are writing budgets, the director is the one that's actually going to be spending a lot of time that's not seen by the rest of the crew or by the producer at home doing the storyboard and like all the shot lists?
Yeah.
Like hidden time.
Yeah, that's true.
Cool.
I also think in terms of hiring the crew, ideally that the